Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, honey. We are getting down on Monday, baby. It is Monday Music Madness Horny. It is July 25th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to push it up to my home team. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, agumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. One infused with natural coconut, which is a Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Listen, check us out online, gumbarum.com, for all your rum libation needs. Come on, Carol. Come on, baby. Come on, Karen, do your announcement. Carol likes to do the announcement. Come on, baby. Take your time, but not too much, because, you know, we on the schedule. Close the door behind you. Come on in the internet booth, baby. Come on, baby. 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street. Gumba Rum will be in Massachusetts. The address, 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street. Cranberry Liquors. Every Wednesday night, Steve Gum is at Cranberry Liquors, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. He's serving Gumba Rum for free. Sip and serve at Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Horridge Port, Massachusetts, at Cranberry Liquors. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Thank you so much, Carol. I really do appreciate that. Now, listen, you guys, I do have a special musical salute on tonight. Special musical salute for UD and Michael McCain. Y'all know it's going to be hot up in here for 1 minute. Let me tell you something. Why you on Facebook before I get into the music? Go on over to Facebook, use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. Listen, y'all, listen. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time on tonight. It's all fresh, hot music. All fresh, hot music. It's going to be going on. I am telling you what to listen. It's just like Soul Train, y'all. It is just like Soul Train. Just in case if you're not from the Windy City. But even if you're not from the Windy City, Soul Train was known all over the world. For what? What was Soul Train known for? Soul Train was known for music. Good music, and everybody watched it every Saturday morning with Don Cornelius. Music all over the world. I'm telling you, it was a Stone Cold blast. Everybody watched Soul Train. Everybody was dancing in their house with Soul Train. And you know what? You know what you saw on Soul Train? You saw celebrities performing, celebrities singing. Y'all remember when Whitney Houston was on Soul Train? Y'all starting to remember? Listen, it was going down just about like this. Y'all check this out, baby.
Thank you.
hey, they are saying people all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Soul Train was on for people all over the world. People tuned in to watch Soul Train all over the world. Now, let me tell y'all something. It's just like that on the Fierce Female Network. Let me tell you something. We got people all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Artists all over the world, music all over the world. I'm telling you, we have music coming in from New Zealand, Germany, India, everywhere that you can imagine is coming in. Ukraine. Listen, I had a lovely, lovely number the other day, yesterday. Lady, beautiful artist, she had a song and she sang it in Ukrainian. It was just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this, people all over the world, people all over the world are doing what? Sending in their original material to be heard all over the world. Listen, let me tell you something. Fierce Female Network is syndicated in everywhere. I'm telling you, we in every country, oh my God, just about every country, every state, I'm telling you, it reaches farther than what you can imagine, baby. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm getting ready to do this special musical salute tonight for UK and Michael McCain. This show is live. It is not pre-recorded. Everything is live. So when I make mistakes, honey, it is the real thing. I done made a mistake. Most of y'all probably don't even know when I had a little hiccup or whatever. So listen, come on, Soul Train people. Come on, dance. Come on, what you got for me? I heard that they say, let's get it on. We about to get it on. First up is UK. And also, if you send in your Spotify profile link, your Spotify link, I will send it over to Prospect Radio and Social Nova. They always ask for a Spotify link so they can add you to their playlist. And Prospect Radio has about 8,000, I think it's 8,000 followers, and Social Nova has 300,000 plus. So first up is UD. The name of the artist is UD. The name of the song is Feel Aloha. It's great. It's great. It's great. Some powerhouse folks is on tonight. Powerhouse. UD and Michael McCain. Now, UD, let me tell you about them. They're independent songwriter and music creator based out of Mobile, who is keen on creating music with inspirational values that can motivate and connect with people on a personal level. Keen on collaborating with musicians, what? Around the globe. Didn't I just say that? Collaborating with musicians all over the world, baby, and stirring emotions beyond geographical boundaries. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Honey, you know what? We live in a small, small world because you know something? I'm sitting right here in the window sitting, and I can make music with somebody in Belgium. How about that? Now, you know, that is pretty phenomenal and awesome, and UD understands that, and they are doing just that. Y'all check this out. It is called Feel Alive, Feel Alive. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's going to have you all shook up, all shook up. Here we go. Feel Alive. that is Feel Alive, Feel Alive by the artist UD. And you know something we do? We must feel alive. You know what? There's a lot that's going on in the world. You know, I say that so much. It's like, oh, my Lord, today, Jesus. But listen, we all must do what we have to do to feel alive. And the song is so true. We really do. Whatever you got to do to keep your joy wheel going, you got to do that. Now, I ain't talking about drinking. Drinking don't make you feel alive. It makes you feel the opposite. So I'm not talking about any type of vices like that. What I'm saying and what the artist is saying in her song about feeling alive, you have to go for a walk, exercise, get into some type of, you know, art or artistic work, something like painting. You know, take a class. You know, some, believe it or not, taking a class, oh, Lord, here come a life lesson. Now, For me. And I always say, here come a life lesson, because I can always feel it coming on. Just to let you know, I am a trained life coach. I was trained by Monique Carradine, who was a news anchor and media. She was a journalist here in Chicago, Channel 32. But she moved from Chicago. She no longer lives in Chicago. She moved to Puerto Rico, and then she moved to Hawaii. So she's like, bumble-ar, she got on out of here. She has a long story and many, many challenges that she had in life. She had a challenge with breast cancer and so many different things, but she won. She overcame that, and she moved away from the city. So now, I said that to say this. I was trained by her. So listen, life lessons are wonderful. Life lessons are beautiful things. And so to feel alive, I'm the kind of person. Now, what makes me feel alive is taking a class. Believe it or not, I love to take classes. You know what I'm saying? Because when you are learning, when you're learning something new, that makes you feel alive. Even if it's just a class for something fun, it doesn't have to be something, you know, really heavy material. It can be a fun class, maybe learning how to learn a new language. You know, some people are just like that. So when you take a class, that gives you the feeling of alive because you're learning something new. That's the way I see it. So listen. For you to feel alive, it could be something else, something with joy, maybe playing a sports game, whatever gets your juices going, that's what you need to do to feel alive. And so that's the way I connect with that song, Feeling Alive. So up next is Michael McCain. Michael McCain, this one is Condemnation. This is a really strong song. Y'all take a listen to this.
Condemnation, try. He understands with a book in my hand, truth and mercy.
Wow, that is condemnation, condemnation. That song has a lot of soul to it. You know, and when I think of the word condemnation, you know, I think of scripture, I think of the Bible, I think of church, because we don't, you know, we don't have to feel condemned about anything. You know what I'm saying? If you are a true believer, you know, in Christ Jesus, you don't have to feel condemned about anything. Why? Because we all have repentance. We all have that gateway of repentance. And so once you repent, you know, and he washes you from your sin. But they are separated as far as the east is from the west. You know, it's thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. So it's forgotten. And when you give it to God and you ask God to forgive you for whatever you have done, it is forgotten. But you know what the thing is? Oh, Lord, here I go. The thing about forgiveness, because we are human beings. We are human beings. And I'm not going to get into a long thing about forgiveness. It's just that the song Condemnation reminds me of this. And so forgiveness, God forgives us. He doesn't remember. It's saying that it's us because we're human, right? We're flesh and blood, and we have a hard time when it comes to forgiveness. Some people, maybe they can forgive easily. The thing is, a person will forgive, but they ain't forgetting about what happened. You know what I'm saying? Now, forgetting it, that's a whole nother ball game, you know, when you're trying to deal with forgetting it. Now, some things, now, I'll be honest. You know, I'm very transparent. I'm very transparent. I'm going to tell you like this, but how it is for me. When I forgive a person, I forgive them. It's gone. I don't even remember no more. I keep on moving on the way that was life. Now, but the problem that I have when there's an individual that's involved and when there's forgiveness, it's always one person. It's always a two-party thing. I can forgive a person and keep on moving like it never even happened. But then you have the other person. Sometimes maybe they can't forget it. Maybe they won't forgive. Maybe they, I don't know. So it's just like you got to be responsible for your own forgiveness. You got to forgive yourself and forgive that person, whatever it was that happened, and move on. The problem is the other person, maybe the other person may not be able to forget. Maybe they won't be able to forgive whatever the situation. We still have to carry on as if it never happened. And sometimes that can be a little difficult. Isn't that right? But now when you got two individuals, parties A and party B, and both are able to forgive according to scripture. Oh, I know I was doing scripture teaching. So if both parties are able to forgive according to what the scripture says, you can both move on and forget about it and keep on going on. Right? Now listen, because the Bible says you're supposed to forgive, what, 70 times 7? Yo, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. And some people can't even forgive the first time. So what's up with that? Now, in marriages, you know, that's the perfect example when a husband and wife, you know, a husband and wife have to constantly practice forgiveness because you're going to have days that's down, right? You're going to have those down days. Every day it's not going to be an up day. And if you are a person that really can't practice forgiveness, my honey, you got to go back to the altar and pray some more, even before you start saying, I do to anybody. You know, I believe this, Lord, today, Jesus. And y'all know as well, I am a relationship coach as well, life coach, relationship coach. Now, listen. If you are a single person that's interested in being wedded to someone for life, and you're a person that have a difficult time with forgiveness, you got to stay at the altar, honey. Baby, you got to stay at the altar. You got to stay there. You got to stay there and ask God to work on you. God to work on you because you want your marriage to work, right? You want your marriage to work. You want your relationships to work. And so before you enter into a commitment, see, before you enter that commitment, you got to work on you. Work on you in order for that commitment to really last a lifetime. I didn't know condemnation was going to bring all that. Listen, I got some more music up next. It's going to be Forever Love, Forever Love. Listen, this is also by the artist Michael McCain. The name of the group, he goes by Black Menu. And the lady that you're here singing, her name is Julie. Julie, boy, she got a beautiful voice. I mean, she really does. I mean, she can belt it out. I mean, when I first heard the song, I was like, wow, are you kidding me? So listen, this is a live show. I'm going to play the song Forever Love. When I come back, I'm going to explain what's been going on with the Spotify links and on social media, okay? So this is Forever Loved by Michael McCain. Singing is Julie.
To see a search for the meaning, it is the end and the beginning. Like a dream that isn't eternal, along the way forever mine. The believing in it is so strong, down to the bones and to the marrow. It is the hand stretched out for
All right, that was Forever Love, Forever Love. Well, my good people, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. I'm telling you, it's been a hot one. Enjoyed the music. It's been the bomb. Guess what, y'all? But I get to come back and do it all over again on tomorrow. It's going to be hot tomorrow. I got a lot of great lineup music for you. You're going to enjoy. And once again, the music for tonight was by the artist UD and Michael McCain. The lovely voice you heard singing was Julie. Yeah, she got a real strong voice. I'm telling you, very talented, naturally gifted voice, I'm telling you. So listen, I enjoyed it very, very much. And on the flip side, with the social media and the Spotify links, once again, it was sent over to Prospect Radio. They have 38,000 followers. I think earlier I said 8,000, but it's 38,000 followers on social media. And Social Nova, 300,000 plus followers on Twitter and social media. So that's a good thing. Got to get on up out of here. And especially words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
She's fierce. She